We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, right now, though, many Republicans, they're blaming former President Trump for the lack of a red wave on Tuesday. The former president may announce next week that he's running for president in 2024. He's already, though, slamming his possible primary opponent. That would be Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in what could be the start of a civil war of sorts in the Republican Party. Charlotte Hill is director of the New Democracy Policy Initiative at UC Berkeley's Goldman School of Public Policy. Thanks for being with us. So it's interesting in politics how one day somebody who's your like real good bud, the next day becomes your real big enemy. And that's what's shaping up, is it not, between Mr. Trump and Mr. DeSantis?
It sure seems to be shaping up that way. And you know, I wouldn't say election night was the first time that we saw a real rivalry emerging. I think we saw some trends in that direction in the lead up to Election Day. But certainly, Trump is probably furious at home right now with all the talk of DeSantis being the new leader of the Republican Party.
Yeah. The New York newspaper, the Post, which I guess is one of Donald Trump's favorites, they had a high headline, Trumpty Dumpty. The Wall Street Journal, again, seen as oftentimes their editorial pages favoring Republicans. Their headline after the election day, Trump is the GOP's biggest loser. He really is going to be facing some headwinds, not just from the RNC, but also in the public eye. And that's something Donald Trump really is disgusted to even think about.
You know, if we know anything about Trump, it's that he will not go down without a fight. He's certainly not going to cede his control over the Republican Party without kicking and screaming. And I will say I am skeptical that voters will suddenly shift their allegiance to DeSantis after, 6 years of the Republican Party really aligning behind Trump as its North Star. So, you know, we'll see, but I am skeptical that Trump's moment is passing.
You know, Chris mentioned the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal, and that brings to mind an interesting thing here, which is that Donald Trump largely got where he got, other than because of his TV exposure, of course, but in his earlier days in New York City, because he was the darling of the New York Post, owned by Rupert Murdoch, the Wall Street Journal, owned by Rupert Murdoch, Fox News Channel, owned by Rupert Murdoch. But it is not a coincidence that those three, Fox News has sort of backed away to some degree from Mr. Trump. As Chris just pointed out, the New York Post front page, the Wall Street Journal. Can Donald Trump be Donald Trump in 2024 without the backing of the very powerful Murdoch family?
It's an interesting question, and it brings to mind a conversation that we were all having in 2015, 2016, when, if you remember back then, Fox News really seemed to be coming out strong against Donald Trump and trying to boost the popularity of some other candidates in the Republican primary, but who came out on top at the end? It was Trump. So maybe we're seeing, the Murdoch crew trying to test the waters again, but I'm really not sure if they are going to be able to collectively, if those media institutions will be able to collectively rival the power of Trump or not. I mean, this time around, yeah, we have what seems to be a strong competitor to Trump in the mix. So maybe having DeSantis there will give the right wing media institutions a little more power to not just say, not Trump, but yes, support this guy instead. But again, I just think that we've seen time and again that Trump is able to overcome setbacks that would ruin other politicians because he has such unwavering loyalty from such a strong segment of the Republican base.
I saw this quote from Republican strategist Leslie Sanchez. He said DeSantis, once seen as an extreme populist, now he's showing he knows a thing or two about sound governance. I guess the question is for Ron DeSantis, he's riding high in Florida, just won by a wide margin. Does he want to get into what could be a very ugly primary against the former president?
I don't have any doubt that DeSantis is seriously considering a run for 2024. He had such a strong showing. That said, Florida is not especially representative of the country. It's moved so far right in the last couple of years, while much of the country seems apparently, based on the midterm results, to have shifted to the left. We saw Democrats in states like Michigan and Colorado win with such large margins of, you know, about the same size as DeSantis's in Florida. So there's the question of his viability overall as a presidential candidate for the country. But I think, you know, what I'm really paying attention to is what happens if Donald Trump does declare his own intentions to run in the coming week. What does the kind of media cycle following that look like? How does DeSantis respond then? And, you know, I don't know what we're going to see. I think every, you know, political scientist, every political journalist, their eyes are really going to be glued to that announcement.
Yeah.
And seeing what kind of falls out.
Well, isn't the thing about Donald Trump is that he does sort of suck the air out of the universe? If he declares that he's going to run again, it seems to me almost impossible that all eyes are not going to once again be on him for the next 2 years, right? I mean, everyone's going to be asking, what is he doing? What is he saying? What is he? He's not tweeting, at least not yet, but on his own social media platform. How do you prevent that? You can't.
I don't think you can prevent it. I mean, if I had to put money down, I would still bet on Trump being the nominee in 2024. You know, just in August, after the Mar-a-Lago search, 6 in 10 Republican voters were still saying that Trump should be the nominee. 8 in 10 believe he can win. He has a really high favorability rating among Republicans, at least back in August when that polling came out. It was notably higher than DeSantis's. So I still see him as the front runner. I think DeSantis had a great night on Tuesday, and he's having his moment in the sun. But I just, you know, Trump's had his moment for the last 6 years. And I think he's going to be the front runner.
Before we run out of time, then, one quick question. Do you see a Trump-DeSantis ticket?
I'm skeptical. I don't see Trump putting DeSantis that close to power, but we'll see.
Yeah, it's certainly going to be interesting. Charlotte, thank you again. That's Charlotte Hill, director of the New Democracy Policy Initiative at UC Berkeley.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.